Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary.
He couldn't put him away. I mean, he's fouled off pitches and he didn't have great command today. You know, bottom line, you got to be able to throw your fastball and you can work off that. And you know, he landed it a couple times, but not enough, really.
The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
All right, welcome back. We are here at Pleasant Valley Country Club. If you're just tuning in for the Little Rock Trojans wrestling golf tournament. It's a very unique combination, and it's always a fun event. We've got spectacular weather again. We've been really lucky with the weather at this event over the years. Not too hot, Coach. We've got mostly blue skies, a little bit of cloud cover out there, but it's going to be a great day to play for those who are participating. But right now we're talking about the Razorbacks, and the Hogs this weekend took 2 out of 3 against Oklahoma and didn't have a particularly good day on the mound yesterday, unfortunately, and they fell in a high-scoring affair, 15-10. It's crazy. But that was Coach talking about Colin Fisher yesterday. He had a really tough day. Inning in two-thirds, 6 earned runs. Arkansas gave up a grand slam yesterday. It was just tough. And this is an Oklahoma team, again, that does not hang its hat on home runs. And you saw a number of guys here. That's really loud.
It is real loud. He's referring to the announcing going on the actual golf course.
Mike, I don't know what's happening right now. Anyway, so they had a couple of guys that were not big home run hitters, like Dickerson, I think, had 2 yesterday for Oklahoma. He has 4 on the season. So when a guy that has 2 home runs for the year hits 2 home runs in a game against you, you don't feel great about the pitching performance. But
no, but that happens sometimes.
Does it?
Guy puts his bat on the ball.
Okay. Pompey had a couple, though, too. Kozel had 1. Aloy had 1. So, anyway, Arkansas wins 2 out of 3. So, overall, I mean, not bad.
Overall, good weekend.
I guess that's right. You're cup half full. Next up, Kentucky. At Kentucky for Arkansas. And this is a team that's a little bit further in the back in the pack. So, the standings now still got Georgia on top and Texas and A&M. And then you got Auburn at 16-11 with Alabama at 16-11. Then Arkansas, Mississippi State, 15-12. That's what would have been nice. So if Arkansas wins yesterday, then they're tied for 4th. Now you see they're back here in 6th place, which isn't the worst.
They're
That's what they were.
Look where they're 2 games out of.
There's no doubt.
3rd.
Kentucky is at 12-15, so they're under 500.
No, we need to sweep Kentucky.
It'd be nice. Arkansas is now 26th in the RPI. Kentucky is 30th. And with Arkansas going on the road, if they can win the series at least, they'll probably help themselves a little bit. SEC tournament, of course, is the next week. And maybe that means a little something to Arkansas if they want to get a host opportunity. And I don't know. I don't know that that ship has sailed. We'll talk to Bubba about that in a second. What else is going to
I don't think that ship sailed.
Okay, well, we'll ask Bubba.
I think we can get a hot streak.
Hogs did look really good. 10-run rule in the first game. And then they won in a comeback. Their 8th innings have been magical. 7 runs scored in the 8th inning in the second game of the series. I'm curious to see what Bubba thought of Gackle's performance. But Steele Eaves had a good second day. McGuire came in and he gave up a run. And then McIlvain, they didn't decide to use him yesterday. Didn't want to go back-to-back with him, but they did go back-to-back with McGuire, which is interesting. So we'll have to get Bubba's thoughts.
I'm excited to hear Bubba talk about it. Okay. I want to see from his perspective, being there, being the feel of the Sunday, wanting the sweep, but still see if he's still super positive.
Momentarily on that. Softball. The Razorbacks have learned their fate. They are hosting in Fayetteville.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Number 5 overall national seed. They're going to play Fordham at 4:30 on Friday. And Courtney Dyfel says, with Washington and South Florida rounding out the regional in Fayetteville, she says, going to be tough competition this weekend.
They're tough. Like everyone, I Tripp, my oldest, was up watching, and he's like, is, you know, Fordham good? It's like everyone in the field is so good, and everyone's coming off a high. You know, everyone's put together a resume. You know, we're starting with Fordham, who just won their conference championship. We're good friends with their head coach, Melissa, and so we were excited, like, hey, see you soon, friend, you know? And then you look at South Florida, who's playing really well, just won their conference tournament, Ken Erickson, and then Washington. You know, it's like, we'll dive into the prep tonight, but we know that they are storied teams. They're teams that have had a lot of success this year and historically, and so it's going to be a tough regional, as they all are.
Arkansas has never lost to Fordham, 4-0 all time, just for reference point in case you're interested in such things. And the SEC very well represented, as you also might imagine. That's probably not shocking to anybody. And I was looking through the field. The SEC has 12 teams in. There's only 15 SEC teams total. So pretty good representation.
Yeah.
I think the Big Ten was second, maybe, which was interesting.
11 of the top 16 are in the top 16 seeds.
Where's the Big Ten? There we go. They have 7. Big Ten has 7 in. So ACC has 8. Big 12 has 7. So, yeah, pretty dominant performance by the SEC, and everybody's hosting except for 2 of them. So that's pretty impressive. I think just the 2 Mississippi schools, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, are not hosting this weekend. So, anyway, that's all I got. Other than I do have one other note here, I guess, real quick, is that Ryan Silverfield's in town tomorrow. Or, excuse me, on Wednesday. Tickets are $15. You can go hear from the coach. He will be at the Rail Yard. And if you go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com, you can see ticket opportunities there to buy a ticket. Doors are 5:30 and the program 6 to 7. He's heading to Jonesboro on Thursday, and then he's going to do an event at the Star over in Frisco on the 18th of May. One last thing here, then we'll bring in Bubba. Vahibo Loy, not playing for the Razorbacks anymore. He's in the Orioles organization. How about a 3-home-run game over the weekend? Pretty impressive. He's playing for the High A Frederick Keys, his first multi-homer game as a pro, and he went ahead and just had 3 just to be safe. Very impressive.
I want a multi-homer on game.
Yeah.
You want 2? Nope.
Take 3. He earned player of the game honors. You don't say.
We don't call that a hat trick.
Yeah, we do.
Is that just a hat trick of 3 of anything in any sport?
I use a hat trick for, like, if a guy catches 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I use a hat trick.
Okay.
Or if a guy throws 3 touchdowns.
You know why it's good? Because everybody knows what you mean.
Yeah,
for
like sure.
It. Okay.
Yep.
Guy had a hat trick in baseball.
Sure did.
That's cool.
All right, let's bring in Mr. Carpenter.
It's time for The Zone to be joined by former Razorback baseball player and current Diamond Hog color commentator, Bubba Carpenter. Bubba Carpenter is brought to you by Johnston's Home Center in Benton. Visit them on the web at johnstonshomecenter.com. Johnston's Home Center in Benton. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it. Now, let's play ball with Bubba Carpenter.
Let's do. Hi, Bubba. How are we doing?
Justin, what's going on, buddy?
Bubba, I got to tell you how I am. I'm going to give an analogy for you today. I'm the guy that won the lottery and is mad that I have to pay taxes on it. That's how I feel today. So Arkansas wins the first 2 games of the series, but I came away just a skosh disappointed that they didn't sweep yesterday. And it would have been nice. It doesn't mean everything, but it would have been so cool to round out the weekend with a sweep. What was your take on the outcome for the weekend? Is a series win good enough? We okay with that?
Well, you know, it's good if we won the series. I think, let's flip-flop. If we lose the first game and win the second 2, we feel really good about it. But since we won the first 2 and kind of the way we lost yesterday, that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. I'm still a glass half full guy and say, okay, we did win the series, but you know, a little bit worried about the way we played yesterday. The fact that we just couldn't put them away. We had that one inning where we got 2 quick outs, and then we just couldn't get that 3rd out. And you know, that kind of worries me, because we said going into the weekend, this was the weekend where we wanted to put together three good games in a row. And, boy, we played. Friday was good. Saturday was good. Sunday, it looked like we were going to come back. We tied the game. We even took the lead, I think, at one point. And then, man, it just kind of fell apart. So I'm still cautiously optimistic. The offense is looking really good from top to bottom. I think we're just missing a couple pitchers that that we need to step up. And other than that, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, look, you score 34 runs in a three-game series, you're going to win a lot of times. And they won two out of three, and it was impressive. And, you know, again, you got to count on the fact that Arkansas lost a couple of at-bats because of the run rule situation in the first game and still scored 12 runs. The another magical eighth inning, you know, it's funny, Bubba, because you score seven in the Saturday game, and then you give up seven in an inning on Sunday. And so Arkansas was at both ends of the spectrum there. But, you know, Coach pointed this out earlier, Coach Kelly, who's Mr. Optimistic over here. The offense is coming to life at the right time, and it could have been way worse. I mean, Arkansas, I thought, missed some opportunities on Saturday when they had guys in position, and they still were able to score, you know, 12 runs or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. Something about that eighth inning. You know, Phil was talking about it when the eighth inning started. You know, how many runs we scored in the eighth inning, and then, you know, sure enough, we go on to score seven, you know, in the eighth, and then ended up winning, going away. I mean, that was a huge inning for us, and just kind of the way it happened. You know, we had what should have been an inning-ending double play. Ball hit 109 by Aloy. Should have ended the inning. It was a short hop, tough play for a shortstop, but it's really not a tough play, I guess. He had it in his glove, and then he kind of bobbled it. But you know, I think if he turns two right there, then it might have been a different outcome on the weekend. But I mean, you've got to have breaks, but then good teams take advantage of the breaks. But it's pretty cool to see. And as of Saturday, we'd scored 58 runs in the eighth inning. I think we scored one yesterday. So we scored 59 runs in the eighth inning this year. It's kind of crazy.
That's wild. So give me your thoughts on the pitching. Again, there were certainly some good moments, and Dietz going complete game over seven in the shortened game on Friday is a good sign. I just keep waiting for Gackle to have a dominant moment, and maybe he's just not going to do that this year, and maybe I'm just grasping at straws there. You know, Gibbler's performance obviously was not what they wanted yesterday. So, I mean, give me kind of your thoughts on – we talk about it every week, but, I mean, is there a guy – is it too late in the season to find somebody who's going to step up? I mean, I know Coach was very pleased with what he saw from DeCreamer yesterday, but, I mean, in general, is it this who they are? They're just going to outslug teams in the postseason, or what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, usually when you get into May, you look at your team and say, we are what we are. But I don't think that's the case with us. I don't think you can – it's not definitive yet. I mean, first of all, Hunter Dietz is a stud. He proved it again on Friday night. I thought Gabe Gackle, I thought he had some good innings. Got ahead of a lot of hitters. Just had a hard time putting them away. And I'll tell you, though, that the OU team, they're a pesky team. They're hard to strike out. They'll fight you with two strikes, as they showed yesterday. But, you know, Gackle showed signs of being better. You know, he had a couple pitches he had working for strikes. The slider was okay. I thought he mixed in a slower curveball, looked better with that pitch, spotted up some fastballs, showed better velo, you know, several pitches, 95, a couple at 96. So I think Gackle's kind of trending in the right way. Now, after that, we got to have someone step up because Cole Gibbler was not good yesterday. He was behind hitters, you know, leaving his off-speed pitches up. He didn't have really as good slider yesterday. So, you know, we need someone else to step up. But you mentioned DeCreamer. He came in and looked really good yesterday. So that's a good sign. You know, Cooper Dawson came in, threw some good pitches. So, I mean, there's still options there. So, we just need another guy or two to step up, and maybe James DeCreamer might be that guy.
Why do you think it's been? And I'm not saying they haven't used him, but I mean he hasn't been used much. And what's changed with him? You think that he's ready now?
You know, a lot of times, first of all, he was hurt. He was hurt for a while with a calf injury, and if you're a pitcher, you know, a calf injury can linger for a while. I think maybe just sitting back and watching your teammates go out there and go to work. It's the same as a hitter. When you're struggling as a hitter, sometimes you'll sit on the bench for a game or two. It kind of slows things down mentally. And maybe that's what it is with James. But, boy, he came in yesterday. He looked really good. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, good slider, plus change-ups. I thought he looked good with three pitches. So maybe just sitting out a little bit, taking a little time off, and kind of mentally just getting your work in on the side, maybe that's helped for him. But now we won't know until he stacks a couple of good outings on top of each other. That's what we really want to see.
Bubba, we had some interesting things happen this weekend. Now, I wasn't around for most of it. I saw most of Saturday's game, and I watched a little bit of yesterday's game, too. But we had a ball hit into a food truck over the weekend, or was that the weekend before? Because I guess I was out of town when that happened. That was that the Ole Miss series, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ball that Aloy hit. Go ahead.
I guess that those guys kept that, and maybe they can get him to sign that. I don't know what happened, if that happened in the following days after that, but.
Yeah, I heard different stories. I heard they gave the ball away, and then I heard that they were going to get it signed. So I'm not sure there on the what really happened. We need someone to dig into that a little bit more. But I think they listed the home run at 469 feet or something like that. But if you go and look where the food truck is, it's on the back fence, right up against Razorback Road. So for a ball to bounce once and go in that, it went a long way. It was an absolute bomb. So it was awesome to see. And it's good to see Cahill heat up like that. And I see multiple guys in the lineup that, you know, had good weekends. Cahill had a really good weekend. Pompey, New had a good weekend. I mean, a lot of guys. Tojo. I mean, you go up and down the lineup. A lot of guys had a good weekend. I mean, offensively, we were really good on the weekend. But yeah, that ball that Aloy hit, oh, my goodness, that thing was hammered.
Yeah, we were talking about the offense coming alive. How about Peck? That's an interesting story. There's a guy's name we haven't mentioned all year, and he comes in and talk about guys stepping up and giving an opportunity. That was a pretty big performance from him in the 12-8 win.
Yeah, you know what? I was happy for him. He comes to the ballpark. He does his work every day. He takes his ground balls from multiple positions. Takes his BP, lifts, puts in all the time. People don't realize how much time these guys put in. You know, especially it's different for the guys that are starting. But if you're not starting, a lot of guys don't take it as serious. But I think we've got some freshmen that really come to the yard every day and prepare just in case they get their chance. I was super happy for Peck. I actually interviewed him after the game. And I was super happy for him. Hit a 3-2 ball. I think it was a slider, 3-2 slider. Hit over the fence, 400 feet. So, he's got a chance to be a really good player. But, he's got a good attitude. He stays positive. He's a good teammate. He's always up in the dugout. And, he's 6'4". And he's like 6'4", 205, I think, is what they list him at. If you put on 15 pounds, that kid could end up being a guy that's got some power, be a good power hitter for you.
A guy texted in earlier, Bubba, and we're talking to Bubba Carpenter for just tuning in on the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline, and it is brought to you by our friends at Johnston's Home Center down in Benton. And he asked about Aloy's home run this weekend, and he asked if it was the hardest hit or longest and fastest exit velo that we've seen. Do you know on that one?
Well, he hit one that was 115, which the one he hit last weekend was, I think, 115.9, so it's basically 116. So,
okay.
But he has hit one 117. So that 117 would be the fastest one that we've seen this year. But if you take all the fastest ones, he's got most of them. I think Pompey's hit one that's 115. But when Aloy hits the ball, he hits it hard. Like yesterday, he reached out on a two-strike pitch and kind of, I said he poked at the right field, but it was 110 miles an hour. So it must be nice to be able to poke with your forearms, Justin. You could probably do the same thing, though.
Well, yeah, we're not all built the same. You know how it goes, Bubba. So I appreciate you saying that. What's at stake this weekend? What does Arkansas have to do? We've been talking a little bit about how do you get a regional or can you get a regional. Do you feel like it's out of reach, or do you feel like they can do enough to host in the opening round of the tournament?
All right, so going into this weekend, kind of what, you know, the so-called experts are saying, if we win this series and we win next weekend in Kentucky and then we go to SEC tournament, we win two games, it really matters. Like the first game, you're not going to play someone with a high RPI, most likely. Second game would be more of a high RPI team. So if we can go win two games, they say it's we got a chance. And I didn't see it, but Phil Elson said that Kendall Rogers put out a post right after the game that said this doesn't eliminate Arkansas. They still have a shot at hosting. So, but it's still there. We need some help, I feel like. I think this weekend we need a couple of teams that are ahead of us to lose, and we need to win. I don't think we need to sweep Kentucky. We need to take two out of three. A sweep would be awesome. But, you know, just losing that game yesterday killed us. Because, you know, I mean, we dropped down three slots in the seeding just by losing that game yesterday. But supposedly there's still a shot. And, you know, when there's a shot, you gotta stay optimistic about it.
Bubba, Coach Kelly, I got a question for you. I've been extremely optimistic, and while y'all been talking, I got on the SEC website. Very good website, by the way, very helpful. But tell me if this brings you down. I thought the bats got hot this weekend. I thought that was a good thing for us to see because we're not going to keep being able to win 3-2 games as we go through this thing. We know that. But as I'm looking here, the highest-ranked Razorback on batting average is 35th. Okay. Now, what's alarming to me is you look at baseball. I'm not a baseball coach, but I mean, I follow the Cardinals. I pay attention. You want guys up and down the lineup that can get that key hit for you. I look at this, ranked ahead of Arkansas's top guy. Georgia has three guys ahead of us in batting average. Mississippi State has three. Auburn has four. A&M has three guys before our first guy ever shows up. What that tells me is all these guys have guys scattered throughout that can get that key hit, and Arkansas's best guy is 35th. I mean, are we going to be able to? I mean, does that alarm you at all when you look at that? I didn't realize it was that bad in our hitting right now. Does that alarm you at all?
No, because you're probably looking at overall stats, and you got to remember it's not what you hit, it's when you hit. And it's about getting it done in the SEC. So I'm pretty sure that stat page you're looking at is the overall stats. Now, you're right, though. I mean, we don't have a bunch of guys up in the leaders, but we have a bunch of guys 1-9 that are starting to heat up. And like I said, it's not what you hit, it's when you hit. It's when you get that big base hit that counts. You know, if you're doing it in a midweek, we don't care about that. It's when you do it on the weekend that really matters. So you can read the numbers and you can read positive stuff into it, or you can read negative stuff into it. And you're a coach, and so I'm glad to see you're more positive than Justin. Justin's a glass half-empty guy. My glass is usually three-quarters full. So, but I look at the stats differently. And I look at this time of year, I look at SEC-only stats. And I see a lot of good things. Now, I don't see a lot of guys in the leaderboard. But I see a lot of guys in that mid-range that are starting to heat up. And it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I see some of our guys trending in the right direction.
Bubba, I just needed a week away. And now I feel very optimistic and positive. So I don't want you to paint me with this negative brush. I have my moments. I go through periods. But I'm on a very positive tip right now. I feel very, very good going into the end of the regular season here.
Well, I gotta say, you take a lot of weeks away. It must be nice being Justin Akers.
I mean, Bubba, I haven't been off in 6 months. I haven't had a vacation in 6 months. It's true.
Maybe it just seems like, I miss you so much. Maybe it just seems like you're gone a lot.
Well, listen, I mean, I take one show off and, you know, all of a sudden I get hammered over it. Listen, you know the vacation I want is Omaha, okay? So let's see what we can do to get that done.
Hey, we're training in the right way. I'm still optimistic that things can go the right way.
Okay.
We need to find one more pitcher. We really do. If we can get a third starter to step up, I feel good about it because our offense is starting to heat up. They really are. And look, this OU team's a good team, and we won the series. So, you know, I mean, Ole Miss last week was a good team. We won the series. So. We're getting stuff done. Let's just continue to trend in the right direction. We'll see what happens.
Real quick here from the text line brought to you by Middleton Heat and Air. Can you ask about Brumbaugh? Is he a lost cause, or does he expect him to compete in the future? I don't think there's any way to say he's a lost cause by any stretch of the imagination. What do you think's his best path, pitcher or position player?
Well, I still like him as a position player. But, I mean, the guy throws 95 to 97 with good off-speed stuff. Who knows where he's going to end up? I still see him. I haven't given up on him as a shortstop. The guy's got a good glove. I watch him take ground balls every day. His swing's starting to come around. Look, life in the SEC as a freshman's really tough. And, it kind of beat him down. You take a guy like Brumbaugh that's probably never struggled in his life. He's been good. I've known the kid since he was little. I haven't known him. I've watched him play since he was little. And he's always been a stud. So it's tough that first time you start to struggle a bit. The game of baseball can humble you real quick. And, I think it's just it turned into a mental thing with him. But I think he's going to be all right. I hope he stays here at Arkansas, if he sticks it out. And I hope we see him at shortstop next year.
Me too. All right. One other thing quick. Justin Gackle looks lost, this person says. He says maybe mechanics. What do you think with him, again, not maybe reaching the level we had expected of him, it's mental? Is he been less than healthy? Is it mechanics? What do you think's going on with him as far as him not maybe reaching the being that guy that we thought was going to be, maybe not even, I guess we did kind of expect him to be an ace, but at least to be maybe a little more consistent than he's been this year. What do you think's missing?
You know, honestly, like, I looked at Gackle yesterday pitching, and I used to see a guy that looked, like, super confident on the mound. Like, he was just composed so much. I saw him frustrated yesterday several times. He would get ahead of a hitter, and he just couldn't put him away. Still see the stuff being there, though. I don't know if it's maybe he's a little bit nervous, the draft, and you're seeing all these numbers where he's kind of fallen a little bit in draft stock. I don't know if that's what it is. I mean, you got to remember, these guys are still young, and there's a lot of pressure on them. You know, you start to see your numbers fall in the draft. You know, you're supposed to be a first-round pick. Now you're starting to drop down a little bit, later first round. He might be feeling a little bit of pressure. I don't know what it is, but at times I look at him and I'm like, man, this is the Gackle of old. And then I look at him like yesterday at times, I just see him frustrated. And I hate to see that on his face. But, boy, when he gets ahead of a hitter and he just has a hard time putting him away, you know, I can see him frustrated with that. And so, but ultimately, you know, I think he's going to be okay. I see him trending in the right direction, which is what you want to see.
I like that. All right, Bubba, we got to go. But real quick, can you give me 30 seconds or less on Kentucky?
They're a lot like OU. They're a turf-style team. I think they called OU's offense something about organized chaos or something like that. I don't know what they called it. But it's kind of a chaotic offense. You see a lot of the same thing out of Kentucky. They're hard to beat at home. They play better on the turf than they do on the road. They got a lot of speed. They get on the bases. They're going to pester you on the bases. They're going to put the ball in play. They're going to hit and run, bunt. They're going to do all those things. Pitching-wise, they got a few good arms. But I really think we can go in there and win the series. And possibly, it's hard to sweep at Kentucky, but I think we could go in there and sweep them.
I like that. All right, Bubba, thank you for the time, my friend. I appreciate you. And thanks again to Johnston's Home Center. Appreciate them. And we will talk to you next week. You're not going to the tournament, I assume?
No, I will be in Hoover. I go to Hoover every year,
okay.
So I'll be in Hoover.
Great. Okay,
so
good deal.
We'll talk next week. Hopefully we'll know a little bit more after this weekend. It's kind of a big weekend. A lot of good matchups this weekend. We'll see what happens. But appreciate
right.
you guys having me on, and I'll talk to you next week. Go on.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. How are you? Good. All right, that is Bubba Carpenter. We've got to hit a break. It's 11:35. We've got a couple of wrestlers from Little Rock standing by again. We are here at Pleasant Valley for the Little Rock Trojan Wrestling Golf Tournament. It is about to get underway. People are gathering, and Coach Kelly's hanging out with us. We've got Todd Pierce back in the studio. And we are going to take our time out. And when we come back, we'll visit with these student athletes here in just a second as we heading into the break, I want to tell you about our friends at Allen LeVar Law. And if you get hurt in an accident, Allen LeVar is your guy to call. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. That is their catchphrase, and it means they're the best bet for you if you have an accident that isn't your fault. For 30 years, Allen and his team have been helping injury victims across the state. Now, I'm looking at Coach over here who said he doesn't wear a seatbelt all the time, and I'm thinking, you're asking for it, Coach, but I do know a guy that'll help you out if you get done wrong. Real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center, and they will deal with the insurance companies so you don't have to, and if you ever have, you know, that could be an unpleasant experience. And if you can't come to them, they'll come to you. Consultation's always free. It's confidential. There's no fee unless they win, which is the best part of the whole deal. So if you're hurt in a car, call LeVar. They are Arkansas strong and have been for 30 years. They're going to be there when you need them. It's LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers, Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted, and the ones you need to turn to if you are hurt in an accident. It's 11:36. We're back at Pleasant Valley in a moment.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide, plus free delivery at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford Road. Long live the lazy.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Razorback softball team earned the number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll host a regional at Bogle Park in Fayetteville starting Friday. Arkansas will play Fordham at 4:30 in the first game of the regional, followed by Washington playing South Florida at 7 o'clock on ESPNU. Arkansas holds a 4-0 all-time record against Fordham. It'll be the 6th consecutive season that Arkansas has hosted a regional. Taking a look at the NCAA tournament as a whole, 6 of the top 8 national seeds, 11 of the top 16 are all from the SEC. Alabama is the top seed in the tournament, followed by Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. The winner of the Fayetteville Regional will face the winner of the regional hosted by number 12 overall seed Duke in the Super Regionals. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Brewskies is serving it up early with lunch and happy hour, kicking off at 11 every single day. Catch every pitch, every hit with your home for college baseball all season long with wall-to-wall TVs and game sound on. And don't forget, it's crawfish season at Brewskies North every Thursday at 6 p.m. for hot, fresh crawfish with all the fixings. Served till it's gone. Brewskies Pub and Grub, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
You're back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your host, Justin Aykroyd, on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, we're back. It's 11:40 and the zone on the road today at Pleasant Valley Country Club. It is the Little Rock Trojan Wrestling Golf Tournament. I did want to mention, too, before we dive in with a couple of student-athletes here, the Little Rock Trojan baseball team is rolling right along as well, 16-8 now in OVC play, and just a couple of games behind the leader. And, unfortunately, Edwardsville has won 8 in a row, so they're rolling right now. But the Trojans are alone in second place right now, and they've set themselves up in pretty good shape to maybe secure the second seed, which puts them in good shape in the conference tournament, which we saw them roll through as a low seed last year, but they're going to be in a lot better shape with some buys this year potentially. They've got SEMO coming to town in the final games of the regular season, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 6-4-1 over at Gary Hogan Field if you want to take them in and go support the Trojans in baseball as they try to wrap up a strong regular season. And SEMO is pretty good. They're tied for third at 15-9. So it should be a really good matchup this weekend and a lot on the line potentially for Little Rock as they try to improve their seeding. I guess if everything goes right, they might end up as the number one seed, but at the very least, they put themselves in pretty good shape here. All right, we'll get Coach Kelly back on in a minute, but we don't really care about him that much. We got Gunnar Holland here and Brock Herman, who are a couple of wrestlers for Coach Arisman. Guys, welcome. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So Gunnar came on with us last year. We talked. You were a former quarterback, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. How about for you? You're an Ohio guy.
Yep.
So did you play football growing up, too?
No, only in, like, fourth grade.
Okay.
Then, I broke my femur actually playing running back, so my mom didn't let me play anymore.
Okay. Mostly wrestler guys, I figure you broke somebody else's femur normally. So was it just wrestling for you the whole way through after that?
Yep.
Okay.
Only wrestling.
What was your introduction? That's obviously a huge state for wrestling, too, but, I mean, what was your introduction to it?
So my dad got me into it when I was super young.
Did he wrestle growing up?
Only 1 year.
Okay.
He just decided that to do it. And, yeah, I was very thankful for him. He's done a lot for me.
Yeah.
So it's made me to where I am right now.
Right. What precipitated the move from Ohio State for you?
Just giving myself a chance, an opportunity to really prove to myself where I can be as a wrestler. And I knew I could be a lot better than I was. And just showing that is, and, like, what I did this year was awesome. Because Ohio State, their lineup, you got guys three deep, so it's pretty tough, and I just want to get out of there and show myself I could do it.
How did you become aware of Little Rock as an option?
I always went to the NCAA tournament, so I went to Kansas City my first year. I think that's when they got their first All-American from there. So I was like, this is pretty cool. And then I followed it, and I saw Maddie All-American and Steve All-American the next year in Philly. And I was like, that's the place I want to be. And so I hit the portal, and they hit me up, and I was very thankful for it.
What's the biggest differences for you, Little Rock and Ohio State? I mean, when we think Big Ten, you sort of have an impression of what the facilities and everything else will be like.
Yeah.
Obviously, the campus is a lot bigger and different, but,
yeah.
I mean, what about for the wrestling part of it?
The wrestling part of it, I mean, just nothing really. I mean, the Big Ten schedule is a very tough schedule to compete in. And just coming here, I mean, we had one of the toughest schedules this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Matty Bianchi, he had the highest RPI. So I think just coming here and being ready for it is what helped me out.
And Gunnar, how about for you? How was your year this year?
This year was definitely my toughest year ever wrestling. My first year starting, I was a redshirt freshman. But, I mean, I had a lot of ups and downs. I didn't make the NCAA tournament like I wanted to. I lost in the Pac-12 finals. But I think I matured a lot, not even as like a wrestler this year, just as like a man, honestly. I started the year, I think, as like a boy. And I think I've been turning into a man, honestly. And I'm grateful for that. You know, everything's a process, and just got to trust the process.
Who do you credit, and what do you credit, I guess? What's the process been like for your evolution?
Well, I mean, to start the season, I was, I would say my mindset was a little bit, like, boyish, kind of. Like, I wasn't, you know, I was wrestling, like Brock said, our schedule was very tough. And I'd go out there, and we'd have, like, I'd have top five guys, and I'd be thinking I wasn't supposed to win. And then, like, throughout the season, my mindset changed. Like, I had some pretty close matches with some good guys, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm supposed to be here. You know, I'm the guy. I'm supposed to be winning these matches. And then that just changed my mindset. That changed the way I live life a little bit. You know, I kind of started taking a better attitude in the lift and better attitude in the practice, and it's helped me overall. You know, I had no surgery in the middle of the season, so that was like something that helped me mature too, because I couldn't be on the mat, but at the same time I had to like be mentally preparing myself for when I was able to get back. So it was just a process that I'm very thankful for.
Yeah, it's understandable. And you know, we talk a lot about how sports teaches so many great life lessons. I mean, there are very few people that are working athletics or participate that are more disciplined than what you guys are. I mean, it's got to, I would think, for you guys, it's such a great opportunity to know what your body can do, what your mind can do, and to make you, you know, ready for the real world out there.
Yes, sir, of course. Yeah, for sure.
And as far as that goes for you, Brock, I mean, has it been, I saw you've wrestled a couple different weights. I mean, as far as, like, you know, the process of getting there, we had a football coach, I keep using this quote because I love it, and he says it's like when he's dealing with parents. And it's like everybody loves hot dogs, but nobody wants to know how they're made.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, really any great athlete, but certainly for wrestlers, you guys go through hell to get where you want to be. When you've moved around, I guess, in weight classes, has it always been the same process difficult-wise, or has it gotten easier as you've moved up in weight classes?
So I actually started my freshman year at Ohio State at 149, and then my second year I wrestled a little bit at 157, and I got the opportunity to wrestle at 165. So then this year I was able to cut down to 149, and I think I'm very disciplined when it comes to a lot of it. So like making 149, I was always disciplined with my sleep, like getting 8 hours of sleep, getting my meals in, hydration, and just doing every little thing. So I think just the main thing with me was always being disciplined, and when it was time to get the weight down, I knew what I was doing, mm-hmm. and I was ready for it.
What's your schedule this summer?
Just keep training.
Are you doing some competitions, some Olympic stuff?
He has U23s coming up at the end of May. I'm taking the summer off. I'm dealing with a little bit of some like nagging injuries, but
yeah,
I'm fine. And really, really focusing on what I took from NCAAs and training off that and getting better from there. So when the season comes, I'm ready to go.
You got 1 year left?
So I'll be a senior, but I have another fifth year, so 2 years.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. All right, and Gunner, how about for you? Are you done?
No, so I got 3 more years.
3 more years. Oh, that's right. We just said you're a freshman. Okay, so under 23, I started thinking you're an older guy, but that's right.
Yeah.
So you got a few years left. What? And you're going to compete this summer.
Yeah, so I was 9 days too old in the rest of U20s. So I was born December 21st. Shout out, Mom, for having me a couple of days before the deadline. But if I'd have been born January 1st, I'd have been able to wrestle U20s. But I could have wrestled the seniors, but like my body was still a little beat up from season, and I felt like I wanted to take a little bit of time and go for freestyle. So I'm wrestling, like he said, at the end of May, U23s, trying to make a world team.
Our question of the day today was, would you rather try to, for $100, try to beat a wrestler in golf or a golfer in wrestling? And we discussed it at length over here. Coach and I are on opposite sides of the aisle here. But would we, and then it kind of evolved into a discussion of, I think wrestlers have a certain, people have an expectation when they think about a wrestler.
Uh-huh.
But I see you want to be an anesthesiologist, right?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
So, I mean, the whole meathead thing doesn't necessarily fit. And after I've gotten to know you guys over the years, you know, and being out here, and I love that you guys are out on the golf course. I mean, you guys are such good dudes, and everybody's so, again, we talked about being locked in, you know, academically. I think everything you do in life, obviously, you're going to be pretty disciplined. That's just what you guys are about. But just I guess, from your perspective, I mean, you've been around a lot of different guys, I'm sure, over the years. I mean, it's a pretty impressive group of people who go through what you guys go through.
Yeah. I think I can speak for any wrestler, but, like, just like the, like he was talking about earlier, the discipline that it takes to be a wrestler, like especially this level. I mean, we're Division One athletes and we're Division One wrestlers, and like the, like you said, the discipline from sleep schedule, the what you're eating, like your hydration, your lifts, your practice, like schoolwork, all that. I mean, it's just like you can't really be a bad person doing all that because you're doing so many things right. Like it just makes you want to live a healthy lifestyle, and it makes you want to be a good person. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will you guys get a chance to go back home a little bit this summer? At all?
Yeah, we'll get to go home. I'll get to go home out to U23s, run for a couple camps, and then at the end of July.
Where does that take place? Where's the U23 stuff happening?
That's in Ohio. Okay. Actually, where he's from.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Well, go hang out at his place, then.
Yeah.
Cool. And what about for you?
Yeah, so I'm going on a family cruise June 21st to the 28th, so that'll be good. And then it's actually my mom's birthday today, so happy birthday, Mom. After the cruise, we're going to go down to Noah's Ark and see like that stuff down there in Kentucky, so it'll be fun.
Did you pull the move? Did you get her the combo Mother's Day birthday present, or did you get her separate gifts?
So I got her flowers. Flowers are coming to the house today.
Okay.
So hopefully those get there soon. But no, I wasn't able to see her. So
did they get a chance to get down here at all?
Oh, they flew out here a ton during season.
Yeah,
it was my first time in the lineup, and so my dad's always been everywhere. So
yeah.
He'll book anything. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, he wants to come.
He'll go anywhere. So
that's awesome. How about for you, Gunners? Your family gets to come to some meets?
Yeah, my parents came to, I think, two duels, home duels. They live in Georgia, so they came to two duels, and then they were able to go to a couple of tournaments, like the Scuffle. And then I think they went to one more, or I might be mistaken. But, yeah, they got out.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever was close to them.
Sure.
But yeah.
Well, good. Well, good luck this summer competing.
So thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck this summer getting healthy.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Cool. All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Good stuff. Gunnar Holland and Brock Herman, a couple of wrestlers for Little Rock. And let's take our break. We'll come back in just a second and wrap up our second hour here after a short timeout. And as we head in, let me tell you about our friends at Cash. I don't want to mention around these guys because sometimes they're going to be careful about what they're eating. Now, there are plenty of healthy options over at Cash, of course. So if you are looking for an option for lunch today or maybe this week, and certainly for dinner anytime soon, Coach is a big fan. Now, we don't agree on the whole Seabell thing, Coach. We're definitely on the same page about Cash. We are 100% in on food over there for
we
lunch.
We agree on both, Justin.
Okay, good.
We just don't do them. And it's like Cash.
Do as I say, not
we
as I do.
We agree with it. That doesn't mean you always do it, you know?
Yeah, well, and if we
I
go
need
in
to
there,
go to Cash more often.
I agree. I need to go there more often as well. We have a special event coming up, 501-850-0265. CashLittleRock.com is their website, C-A-C-H-E, LittleRock.com. But again, a great space for special events, up to 150 people, always a great option for lunch. And on a day like today when the weather's perfect, they've got a beautiful patio for you to sit out on in the heart of the River Market right in downtown Little Rock. Also, free valet parking in the evening time if you want to go over there for dinner. So don't miss out on the opportunity. Great specials every day as well. So make sure you ask about those, although the menu is always phenomenal. Again, it's Cash in downtown, and check them out soon. We're back with a man wearing many hats here at Pleasant Valley. When we return, stick around. It's 11:52. And there ain't no one who's gonna put you down.
U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online. U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard. Play hard.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, ENERGY STAR-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero-interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
We got the big deals at the Big Lots.
Steve, I think it's time to clean out our used car inventory, so we're slashing prices on everything from 4Runners, Wranglers, Broncos, F-150s, and more. Right now, we're doing sales tax paid on all pre-owned vehicles, and I've talked to the banks, and they are saying yes to zero down.
We'll clear these vehicles out fast, so folks, don't waste time. The best will go first.
Come see us today at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Alcoa Road, and Benton.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Monday on Out of Bounds, it is your weekend recap brought to you by Fleet Management Services. We'll take a look at Arkansas, Oklahoma, see if the Razorbacks can keep the good play up at Baum Walker Stadium. Plus, we'll check in with Joe Klein, talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs, and the high school baseball and softball state tournaments will begin later in the week. We'll take a look at that. All that and a whole lot more coming up Monday on Out of Bounds.
You're back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your host, Justin Acree, on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, we're back at Pleasant Valley at 11:55, just a few minutes here to the top of the hour, and we are joined by the man with one head and multiple hats. His name is Chris Mays. He is the director of golf here, but he is also the interim general manager of this fine facility, so thank you for carving out. We're going to keep your segment short because I know you got 19 things to do today. But thanks for letting us hang out today. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So what are you doing as interim GM besides everything?
You know, it's just making sure we, you know, the club doesn't run into the ditch, just keeping things on the track and moving forward. We have a lot of busy things coming up. We're about to open the pool in a couple weeks. And, you know, obviously we have a busy golf course, busy membership, big food and beverage operation, you know, a lot of members and a lot of expectations to meet. So the goal is to meet all of them.
How likely are you to become the permanent GM?
Unlikely. Unlikely.
You like being the director of golf?
I have realized that I do miss being in the golf operation. I do miss doing what I've done for a long time. And I miss my staff down here that I don't get to talk to very much, and I miss talking to the membership on a daily basis, and I was able to do that in the golf operation, so I'm looking forward to get back to that.
How much of not having a GM does that make things more challenging? From the outside looking in, if you're not a member here, everybody's pointed towards a fall in the Simmons Bank Championship, so how much more difficult does that make that process?
Repeat that. Say that again.
Hey, how much harder is it without having a GM, with you having to handle that too, as far as getting ready for fall for the tournament?
I think that it just adds another piece of the puzzle, right? It makes it difficult. It makes it, you know, you have a lot more people pulling at you and going different directions, but all in all, the staff here is really good, and everybody gets a little nervous when there's a change, regardless of whether it's a head football coach or a golf professional or a general manager. That, you know, everybody has got to go through that sense of emotional distress or, you know, wondering what's going on and how it's going to happen. So the biggest thing right now is to stabilize everybody, get everybody to on board with what we're doing as a club and moving forward together as a team.
Well, being a great leader, which you are, part of that is heaping praise on some of your staff members, and we should tip our cap to the superintendent probably, because we were just talking about the way that the course looks right now, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule.
I think that we are. I think we've had a very good spring. The drought has certainly helped us. The warm weather, really the warm winter, has helped us out quite a bit. And so we feel like we're in a better place than we have been in several years, and most of that is Mother Nature related. Don always does a very good job of getting the golf course ready and having it good to go. But when Mother Nature helps, that's just one more piece of the puzzle.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital, UAMS Health, are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today.